Hi, my name's Alan Burgess. I'm the manager of the Athenry Heritage Centre. We sort of try and concentrate on the medieval period, mainly because of this is what's left in the town today that people can see. However, for the 1916 commemoration, we're actually going to sort of demonstrate to the local population and create an education programme entitled The 12 Apostles. Now, these 12 apostles were part of a group of men, which is numbered about 500 altogether, who, under the direction of Larry Gardner and with Liam Mellows, marched upon the Agricultural College, which is now the Chagos College, called the Mellows Campus. They took it over, and basically they sort of made their presence known to the local sort of RIC. From there, they marched on to Moyode Castle. Now, whilst there, a Father Tom Fahey, he actually approached the men and informed them that it hadn't gone to plan in Dublin because all communications had been lost. So basically they were losing a battle which was in the end never going to be won. Unfortunately, as the men dispersed, an informant actually gave up a number of names, and in fact these men became the 12 apostles, who were tried and then sent to Wormwood Scrubs, and they served about 12 months hard labour at the time. The particular relevance for the centre is one of the members of the staff, she's married to a Thomas Barrett, and it's his grandfather who was one of the 12 apostles, and his name was Thomas Barrett. And he actually has the prison uniform that he wore whilst interned in Wormwood Scrubs during this period. And we're going to display that along with medals, and we also have some other artefacts. And to get the information across, we're going to use a selection of storyboards, give a timeline. It's a short period of time that, you know, the actual event happened, so it's quite easy for us to tell the story. My tour guides are very good at sort of presenting history in a way that's sort of easy to understand, it's engaging, but also we can make sure that very young visitors to sort of senior visitors can understand in an easy way, and a way that's it's good to grasp, that the history of Athenry with the 1916 uprising is quite an intricate part of the history of the town, as well as the Anglo-Norman history of the town. But we're just trying to sort of, in some ways, keep it separate, but also put it together, because the town, in some ways, was still a defensive town. So maybe that also developed into why it was actually, you know, possibility that Athenry could have been a place to defend if it ever came to it. It's going to be a journey of discovery. And, you know, I want to see the centre become a focal point, not only for the 1916, but I also want to demonstrate the second part of the medieval history, which is the 1316 uprising as well.